USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate seems certain to keep President Donald Trump in office thanks to overwhelming GOP support expected in the impeachment trial. But how that trial will proceed and when it will actually begin still remains to be seen. Once the House transmits the articles of impeachment, decisions about how to conduct the trial will require 51 votes. With Republicans controlling the Senate, 53-47, Democrats cannot force subpoenas on their own. Republicans are continuing to hold the line behind Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's position that they should start the trial and hear arguments from House prosecutors immediately. It would take 67 votes to convict Trump on either charge and remove him from office. It's also far from certain that all 47 Democrats will find Trump guilty. Currently, Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama said he is still undecided on how he might vote. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Landslides and floods triggered by torrential downpours have left at least 60 people dead in and around Indonesia's capital as rescuers struggle to continue the search. Monsoon rains and rising rivers submerged over a dozen districts in the greater Jakarta area. National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman Angus Wilborough said most of the fatalities included those who have drowned or have been electrocuted since the rivers broke their banks. It's the worst flooding in the area since 2007, when 80 people were killed in over 10 days. Police say rock legend Rod Stewart and his son Sean were involved in an altercation at the Breakers Palm Beach Resort on New Year's Eve and subsequently charged with battery of a resort employee. An employee who was working the area claims the singer threw a punch, striking him in the rib cage. Both men are ordered to appear at the Palm Beach County Criminal Justice Complex on February 5th for their arraignment hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are new estimates made of the total U.S. damage and economic loss due to weather-related causes in 2019. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The report was compiled by AccuWeather of State College, Pennsylvania. Listed the California wildfires at $80 billion, hurricanes at $22 billion, tornadoes and severe local storms at $19.5 billion, flooding at $12.5 billion, and winter storms at $8 billion. If you did the math, you'll find the total cost at $142 billion figure. AccuWeather also included crop losses to farmers, as well as the lingering health effects resulting from diseases from standing water from flooding and health impacts from the poor air quality from forest fires. I'm John Clemens.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zhimin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops, while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.